I'd like to describe a time when someone apologized to me, and it's a situation I still remember quite vividly because it tested both my patience and my ability to stay calm. The person was a teammate I worked closely with on a university project. This happened during the final week of the semester, when everyone was under a lot of pressure and we were working to a tight deadline. I was responsible for the written report, while he handled the slides and the speaking notes. The problem started when he made a last-minute change to the presentation without telling me. He removed a key example I had included and replaced it with something that wasn't properly checked. In front of the class, our lecturer questioned the accuracy of that new information, and I ended up looking like I hadn't prepared well. I was mortified, not only because it was embarrassing, but also because I felt unfairly held responsible for a mistake I didn't actually make. After the presentation, I didn't confront him immediately. I needed a bit of time to compose myself because I didn't want to say something I'd regret. Later that day, he asked to talk privately. To his credit, he didn't try to defend himself. He admitted he had acted recklessly and said he'd been rushing and hadn't realized the impact of his decision. Then he gave me a genuine, no-nonsense apology. What made it convincing was that he took concrete steps to fix the situation. He emailed the lecturer to clarify what happened, copied me in, and openly accepted responsibility. He also offered to redo the slides and rehearse with me again, so the same thing wouldn't happen in future teamwork. As for how I felt, I was still upset at first, but his apology helped a lot because it came with accountability and follow-through, not just words. I accepted it, and although I didn't forget the incident overnight, it definitely rebuilt trust. Overall, it taught me that a meaningful apology is less about saying sorry and more about owning the mistake, repairing the damage, and changing your behavior next time.